Michael, did the break come maybe to Michael and the rest of the group?
I think it did. We went into the break losing the last three games. It's not ideal, but it has been a tough season so far, especially on the bodies and mentally and that. So, hopefully the guys went away, recovered and physically and mentally and ready to go for the second half of the season.
You, from that point of view, after missing a lot of footy last year, how's the body going?
Yeah, good. Again, I think the bye came at the right time. I've played 12 games so far this year, all games, and you look at last year, I only played four, so the body is feeling it a bit, but it was just good to get away and get a freshener and go down south and relax with the family. So it's coming at the right time.
Can we ask about your season so far? How have you travelled? I mean, you did have so much footy off last year. Did you find it hard early on to get going and get into any sort of rhythm? And there's always expectations on your ability as a footballer as well. You set such a high benchmark.
Yeah, it's always hard to get back into the rhythm and especially the pace of the game. And I'm not getting any younger. So, I thought I'd trained well over pre-season. I think I'd done the work when it came to kilometres and the amount of sessions we did. So I sort of backed myself in and backed the strength and conditioning coaches. So I'm lucky enough to play a lot of games so far. So use my experience to especially when I'm out in the field, use my experience and get myself up and going. So you look at last year and had the with the hamstring and stuff and setbacks. So it was always going to be challenging to come back in and sort of fit right in, but I thought I've worked really hard and I'm starting to play some good footy, so hopefully I can keep carrying it on for the team.
After those early couple of rounds, did you ever think that maybe the game had gone past you, or did you have the confidence that you'd get up there?
No, I still had confidence. It was just the pace of the game that sort of caught me out. There's a couple of games where I've there's costly turnovers, but I backed myself in and I know the coaches did as well, so we're playing with consistent footy now.
Did going into the ruck help you maybe pick up the speed of the game quicker because you're around the ball a little bit more?
Maybe. I do like a little pinch in the ruck, but I don't get paid to play in the ruck, so I'm happy playing the back line and sort of controlling it down there. But whenever Ross needs a bit of a change up, I'm happy to put my hand up. And if it's playing up forward to get us going or bit in the ruck to help Aaron and the other ruckman, I'm happy to do that. I've played that role over my career so far, so I really enjoy it and anything for the team pretty much.
Did the off-field drama affect you at all, Jono?
No, not at all.
Mentally, it didn't disturb you and affect your preparation in any way to games?
No. I thought I started playing really good footy when the stuff was going on. So, there's no making excuses. It was just getting back into the rhythm of the game and the speed of the game. You look at players around the competition that have missed a big chunk of footy and get back into the game. It does. You look at the JLT Cup. It's a little bit slower, and a lot of players are just getting back into it. But to miss a whole season and come back out, Nathan's done the same thing. So no, I don't think so.
You were part of the leadership group when all that off-field stuff happened. How hard was it for you to front up to your teammates knowing that happened?
I knew I'm the one who got myself in trouble, so I had to stand up and show a bit of leadership and stand up and tell them why and what happened. We've got a really good group here, and the support that the guys at gave me around that time, I couldn't thank them enough. So I still see myself as a leader. So I don't think anything's changed.
So you mentioned being a leader. Michael, there's been a fair bit of change in the side this year, and you in defence, there's been some young players blooded. How have you seen that, and what's sort of your role been to integrate those players?
Yeah, it's every year there's always changes, so it's trying to adapt and learn the strengths and weaknesses of all different players. But you know, the great thing about it is you're getting a lot of young players come in and playing their role for the team. So you've got Joel Hamilton come from a really good quality side, bringing a bit of experience and knowledge over and teaching other players that have only been on the in the system for a couple of years. So it's all about working together, finding weaknesses, strengths and going out there and playing together. So it's just great to see players like Ethan Hughes get a crack, and Lockie Wellers starting to play some really good footy. So it's the youth for the club is really good, and being an older player, it's great to see that.
And you said your body's holding up well. No contract for next season at this stage. Do you see yourself playing on?
Unsure yet. Unsure. I came into this season knowing that I was out of contract in the season at the end of this year, and all I wanted to do was just play some footy, play a couple of games, and play some consistent footy for Fremantle. I'm a player that's never sort of had the contract talk sort of interrupt my career at all, and I'm always keen to sort of push that aside and just play consistent for Fremantle. So whatever happens at the end of the year happens, and I know I'm getting old. I'm 33 at the end of the year, so there's some really good quality young defenders coming through the ranks at Fremantle. So if it is my time, I'm happy to move on. But all I'm worried about is just coming and playing consistent footy for Fremantle and helping all the young guys and represent the club.
When you say you're unsure, is that unsure whether you want to play on or unsure whether you've got a position at the footy club next year?
No, it's just like I said, it's I'm never focused on the future. It's always especially after missing last year and not playing a lot of footy, it was just all about playing some football for Fremantle this year, and if it happens, it happens next year. Hopefully it'll be great to stick around, but I leave sort of all that talk to my manager Cole Young, and he could sort of sort that out. I'm here to play footy and represent Fremantle Footy Club.
Yeah, will it come down to your body, Michael? If you get through the full year, that'll convince you.
Maybe, yeah, and also, the body and the way I'm playing. If it's really good football and AFL standard football, I'll look to it. But all I'm worried about is getting up each week and representing Fremantle and playing really good Fremantle football. And I think that's nearly every player, But there's always time when you do come out of contract. There's always talk. That's every player. It's part of the business we're in. I'm just really keen on just getting out and playing, especially this week over in Geelong.
To Aaron Sealins, what are his chances, do you think, this week?
Yeah, huge chance for Aaron. He's trained really hard. He's ticked all the boxes, so we'll just wait and see. We've still got two more sessions this week. He had a kick around yesterday as well, so two more sessions, and then hopefully the big fella can get up and jump on the bird with us. But it's just like every other player, and other players come from injury. It's about ticking the boxes leading into the and then it comes down to match committee. So the way I see it, he's training well. He's done the work, and so it's up to the big rigs now.
The last three games haven't gone that well without him in the side. There's still that talk externally about how reliant you are as a team on him. What do you make of that?
It is always tough for a ruckman to come in and feel Aaron's shoes, and I've played in the ruck before. It's a tough gig, and we did have John Griffin come through. I thought he competed really well, but just needed that backup ruckman to sort of help and help around the ground. So yeah, it'll be great to have Aaron back, as he's a very dominant player and help the mids out. So if he does come in, it'll be great for our players. But whoever does play for us, I know they'll play their role, and we'll be going over there and against Geelong and giving them a challenge.
Geelong and Geelong's on that Ellis, given their record there. Do you welcome such a huge challenge coming off the loss to Brisbane, who clearly haven't done that well this year?
Yeah, it's always a big challenge against Geelong and Geelong. I think we've won the two out of the five, I think, over there. So we'll go over there and enjoy each other's company, jump on the bird Friday, and go over there and do the job, hopefully. And but yeah, we still have a couple more sessions to get through and finalise the team later in the week. And but it's always the good thing about the club, we go and fly every second week and just get away and get amongst each other. So it's great for the younger players to come on and experience all this stuff. And yeah, hopefully we can go over there and come away with the 4 points.
And I understand the reasons why you couldn't comment about the pre-season incident you were involved with, but any regrets about how that played out from your point of view?
Oh, massive, but it's a situation that you don't really want to be in, but again, I go to court later in the year and for my hearing, so so I can't really comment too much, so but yeah.
A lot of attention on you. How have you dealt with that personally? I mean, you get attention as a footballer, but this is attention of a different kind, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not great, but the support that you get from a lot of people around the footy world, and especially at your club, the hierarchy and the support staff around the club. You got your teammates, and then you got your friends and family that are out, supporting you day in, day out. So I couldn't thank them enough, but wouldn't want any player to go through this, because it's not what I do. I'm here to play football and so you don't want to be in trouble at all throughout your career. But it's been a challenge, but I think the support that I've been given, it's been great, and I couldn't thank them enough.
What about the effect on your family, buddy? That must have been hard, has it? I mean, it's not just you, is it? It's media at your house and stuff like that. It must have been
It's not great, but it's I have to cope with it, and family's not wasn't happy at that time of the incident, but it's all about sticking together and getting through it. So and again, the club's been great. The Kim Mercer and Mark Anderson, the player welfare workers at the club, they're the ones that have been very supportive, and that's just not me, that's for my wife and kids as well. So